30 years on, Gardaí here are renewing their appeal for information on missing woman Eva Brennan. The 39-year-old was last seen at Rathdown Park in Dublin 6 on the 25th of July 1993. Our reporter Laura Fletcher is with us in our studio. Laura, 30 years tomorrow since Eva Brennan was last seen. What's known about her last movements on that day?
Well, Eva Brennan, she was just a few weeks off her 40th birthday. She had visited her family, her parents' home that day, as she would on a regular basis. This was a bank holiday weekend. She'd gone there. And after she left, they were the last people really to see her. She went back to her apartment, we understand, which is in Rathgar, because her jacket, the jacket that her family saw her wearing that day, was in her apartment. But after that, no one knows what happened. And her family have, you know, reported her missing 2 days later. They were very unhappy with the guards' initial investigation. They said it took weeks before the guards came to the family home, to Ava's home. But it is still a live and active investigation. I guess there were two lines of schools of thought. One was, and this is what her family believes, that she was abducted and murdered. There was also discussion of whether or not she might have died by suicide, and the family really felt that there was an overemphasis on that possibility because she had experienced depression years before. But they firmly believed, and I spoke to retired Detective Sergeant Alan Bailey of the Garda Cold Case Unit today, that this case is, you know, it's right and proper that Gardaí have renewed their appeal for information on what happened to Eva Brennan, because 30 years on, there's really no clear picture of what happened to her that day.
In many respects, she's one of those who have been forgotten over the years, and for some reason or other, her disappearance never seemed to resonate with the public or the media as much as the disappearance of Annie McCarrick just a few short months before. The questions that are still remain unanswered, and the fact that Eva hasn't been located and no trace of her to date, it's deserving of the same commitment as all the other cases.
And that was a retired Detective Sergeant Alan Bailey of the Garda Cold Case Unit speaking there. Laura, it's obviously a very difficult for her family, not knowing what happened.
Absolutely, Gavin. Well, I spoke to two members of the family today, and they have really welcomed the fact that there's a renewed appeal for information out there. Retired Detective Sergeant Alan Bailey said that these appeals are really important because people may have things that they didn't want to come forward and say in the past. They may have had reasons for not coming forward, and now, 30 years on, those reasons may have dissipated with time, and they are really hoping that this renewed appeal will, first of all, put the focus very firmly on the fact that their sister Eva is missing. They still don't know what happened, and they are hoping that more information comes to light as a result.
Laura, thank you. That's our reporter, Laura Fletcher.